In recent years, Israel has intensified its political, economic, and security presence in Central Asia, a region increasingly shaped by competition among global powers following the Soviet Union's collapse. Once a peripheral focus of Israeli diplomacy, Central Asia has now become a key frontier in Tel Aviv's efforts to counter Iran's growing influence. The shift began with Israel's decision to open an embassy in Ashgabat, Turkmenistan, 2 years ago, a move widely interpreted as part of a broader strategy to monitor Iranian activities near its borders. Analysts say Israel's engagement in the region now extends well beyond trade and agriculture, encompassing intelligence and security cooperation. Tel Aviv's renewed focus has also coincided with the Gaza War, which has sparked widespread anti-Israeli sentiment across Central Asia. In Kazakhstan, activities have called for halting oil exports to Israel, while in Kyrgyzstan, Muslim and Christian groups are collecting aid for Palestinians. Some governments, such as Uzbekistan's, have cracked down on pro-Palestinian rallies. Israel views Iran's cultural and ideological ties with Tajik and Uzbek communities as a growing threat, fearing potential radicalization and recruitment for anti-Israeli movements. In response, it has strengthened security and intelligence cooperation with several Central Asian governments while deepening economic partnerships, including oil trade with Kazakhstan and agricultural cooperation with Uzbekistan. Analysts see these developments as part of Israel's broader strategy to encircle Iran and assert its geopolitical role, turning Central Asia into a new arena of competition between Israel, Iran, Russia, and China.